Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking from Matthew chapter 13, and I'm going to be reading verses 24 through 30. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Quote, "And another parable he put forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather you together the first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Unquote. Now, I want to provide the context of this parable for you, because the kingdom of Israel, or the people of Israel, have rejected the king. The Pharisees have rejected him with their hypocritical externalism and their scathing criticism of the person of the king. Though they were the traditionalist, and there are some positive things that we have through the Pharisees, and that is they preserved the word of God. And so we appreciate that tradition from them. Then the Sadducees were the religious rationalists of their day. They rejected the supernatural. They did not believe in resurrection, whereas the Pharisees did. Then we have the Herodians, who were a political dynasty of the time. These three, that is the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians joined forces in order to both persecute and destroy Jesus. So the kingdom has been rejected, and the king has been rejected. And so the king turns to the individual at the end of Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. So Jesus turns from the nation which has rejected him, and then he turns to the individual. And so the individual appeal at the end of chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 reads, quote, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, you would have to understand the nature of the rabbis, the nature of the teachers of Jesus' day. And Jesus himself talked about the heavy burdens that the Pharisees laid upon the people. They exploited the people. They manipulated the people. They put the people under oppressive and burdensome regulations that they themselves did not follow. So I want you to see what is going on here. And so come unto me is a command in verse 28 stated in the imperative. So Jesus offers himself and the kingdom and the rest from the oppressive burdens of the Pharisees. He offers it now to individuals. And so as a result of the rejection of the king by the representatives of the people, then the kingdom as offered, that Jesus offered, was widely spoken about in the Old Testament scriptures. But now that kingdom takes on its mystery form. The mystery form of the kingdom, which Jesus will speak about in Matthew 13, happens between his rejection by Israel during his first advent and the acceptance of the king and his kingdom at his second advent. So in Matthew 13, beginning in verse 24, so Jesus has the parable of the wheat and the tares. Now, some say the word tares represents the beard darnel. That is a plant which resembled wheat, but at a certain point in its growth, one could tell the difference. And so Jesus says in verse 24, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Now the word that has been transliterated enemy is ekphros, and this adjective is from a root that means hate or to hate or hateful. So the hateful one came. And of course, this adjective bespeaks the devil, which is another adjective which bespeaks one who sows discord, the devil, or the diabolos, one who divides people for no reason. And know his tactic in verse 25, while men slept. Here's the words of Jesus are powerful. While men slept, his enemy came. The enemy is not going to come at you when you're ready for him. He's not going to come when you are aware of his presence. The enemy is going to come when you are vulnerable. And so you and I, as believers, must have on the armor of God, as Paul speaks about in Ephesians chapter 6. While men slept, the enemy came in and did his work. He sowed tares. The emphasis is the deliberate sowing of these tares among the wheat. Or he sowed the bearded darnel in the midst of the wheat. And he went his way. So Jesus sows the word. He is the sower. And so, and also I want you to note that as Jesus is the sower of the seed of the word, the enemy mimics Jesus. the enemy came along and sowed his tares among the wheat and went his way. The tares will attempt to choke life out of the healthy wheat. The enemy knows what he is doing. The enemy knows when and where to sow his tares. You and I must be aware of his just a conniving nature or the wiles of the devil. Paul speaks about this in Ephesians chapter 6. So the servants went and told the householder about the tares, and the householder said, an enemy hath done this. He knew, he had the wisdom and the insight to see. The servants asked, should we go and gather them up? And the here's the wisdom of the householder. And he said, no, verse 29, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Now, this is the wisdom of the householder. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barns or into my granary. Now when we turn to verses 36 through 43 in Matthew 13, we have the interpretation of the tares explained by Jesus himself. Verse 36, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And so I wanted you to get that understanding too. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. See, the wicked one or the devil loves to sow his tares, his seed, his children among the healthy wheat so as to contaminate. So when they germinate, he can spread his infection into the healthy ones or among the children of God. See, now we're talking about false doctrine. Verse 39, the enemy that sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. So, now note, first the tares are gathered out. The angels know who belongs to Jesus and who does not. The angels know the king, the children of the king, and they know the children of the devil. They can distinguish. They know. They have the knowledge of who belongs to Jesus and who do not. The righteous show their salvation by their good works, by the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in their lives. So, verse 41, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, or them that practice lawlessness, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Our brothers and sisters, my prayer is that God bless you with understanding of his word, and that you will understand the power of this very wonderful parable taught by our Lord himself, explained by our Lord himself. I pray that God is blessing your life and that you are growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you.